Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All the way into the stomach, and then you...
Turns out you do not want
and then you,
liquid
about
in
10
the
milliliters of formula, you syringe it into the tube, which goes into the stomach. And you set your alarm. You do it at 10 and at 12 and at 2 and at 4 and at 6. And then you come in and you think the Grizzlies are going to win a championship for lack of sleep.
Right.
Chris Harrington coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sports in the United States are finally mostly back. The Major League Baseball season is underway. The NBA season has resumed. MLS and the WNBA are happening, not to mention the PGA Tour. So we have a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you're like me, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So please, ask for it. Next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store, New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both,
Staples has everything you need to start the year right and all at amazing prices.
Like lap desks, notebooks, and noise-canceling headphones.
This week, spend $30 and get an 8-ounce bottle of Mellow hand sanitizer absolutely free when you mention this offer at checkout.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/5, in-store only, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/free sanitizer for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean. A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said, "No." With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I liked the desk clerk's response, "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Today, your McDonald's order could be more than an order. It could be the first meal you've enjoyed back inside your favorite Mickey D's. It could be a quick bite after getting a fresh cut from a real barber. Or it could be your way of getting back to feeling like yourself again. Whatever this order is, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Enjoy some of your morning favorites, like a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or sausage McGriddles for just $1 each. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That was all breaking up for me, but I assume we're listening to Wrong by Archers of Loaf, which is a song I sent. One of my favorite indie rock bands of the 90s and my contribution to the flaming pitchfork hunt for whoever did not vote John Morant Rookie of the Year.
What do you think of the flaming pitchfork hunt? The flaming pitchfork hunt for whoever did not vote John Morant Rookie of the Year.
I mean, my inclination is generally not to smoke out the monster, but I mean, obviously that's a dumb vote. Look, whoever did that probably shouldn't be voting for NBA awards.
Explain why.
Because it's not. There was no longer a serious argument for anyone else to be Rookie of the Year. And so, like, I don't think we know who voted that way. They used to publish, like, individual ballots for everyone.
Think they do once all the awards are in.
Okay.
We will find out. Yes, this
it
person
will. Who it is. If it's someone from New Orleans, then that person shouldn't be voting. Because that would be just a pure homer pick that's not justified.
And when you say no longer, do you mean since the bubble? But the bubble didn't count. Was there an argument going into the bubble? I'm just fleshing this out a little bit. Obviously, the bubble did not go well for Zion, and the whole idea was maybe the bubble would elevate Zion. Then they took that away. At the
right.
end of the quote-unquote regular season pre-bubble, was there an argument for Zion?
No.
No, of course there wasn't.
There was the chance before the season was paused that he could – make an argument for himself. And then once that was paused, there was no, it just
wasn't, stupid.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, it was stupid.
If they had kept playing, if the season hadn't paused in March and they kept playing and he was averaging 25 points a game for the rest for the next, you know, 30 games, and then the Pelicans passed the Grizzlies for the playoffs, then I think you have,
right.
you know, you have an argument to make.
There was a future scenario that people were contemplating. If these things happened, then you could imagine Ja not winning. But that future scenario never even came close to unfolding. Okay, so in terms of the Ja, Ja says, "Well, I want to know who that person is and thank him." Obviously, there's been some eye rolling over that. All that stuff can be overdone. Clearly, I think the bent of mind matters. What?
Yeah. That's his bit.
But I also think the bent of mind matters, don't you? I mean, we saw that with Jordan. It was a bit with Jordan,
yeah.
I guess. Slights. I do think That thing last night is kind of goofy and a little cliche, but the fact that he looks at the world like that is both understandable given where he came from, and I think that bent of mind does suggest that he, as you, I mean, he has things he needs to get better at, and it suggests that he will, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally find that endearing. I think with John Morant, like John Morant could come out and say, Nashville's great. And then a lot of people just say, okay, Nashville's great. Like, I think we're just with Ja, right?
Right.
And so I don't personally find that trade endearing, but I also, like, don't care that much. And so, like, whatever works for you, whatever motivates you, like, go for it.
Right. Okay, we were looking at other rookie of the years and rookies of the year and how their career transpired and whether you would take it. Now, there's some rookies of the year who were clearly transcendent. LeBron, Jordan, who knows whether Luka will be there, Larry Bird. You can't expect that Ja is going to be one of the 10 best basketball players of all time. That seems unreasonable. But then there's a whole nother group that was superb basketball players. And the question is, if you had Dame Lillard, both his level of personal success and Portland's team success in the Dame Lillard era, is that, if you look back, if 8 years from now or however many years Dame is that, would that be success for Ja Morant? Different, it would look different, but would that be success?
Yes. I mean, you hope for more from a team perspective, but, like, Portland's been generally a perennial playoff team. They've made it to a conference finals. Damon Lillard's been a consistent all-star, not only consistent all-star, but a consistent all-NBA, which is a higher threshold player. And so, yes. If you're not willing to call that success, then I mean, you're setting your bar pretty damn high.
Clearly, from a personal perspective, you would. I don't think there's much doubt about that. The question is whether you would from a team perspective. And I think we're just giddy enough. Well, let's be honest. There is a ceiling above what they have accomplished that you can hope for with. But you wouldn't predict it. It wouldn't seem. Doesn't seem likely.
I mean, look at. I mean, Lillard's a good comparison, but think about other, and I'm pretty sure Chris Paul won Rookie of the Year.
Chris Paul won Rookie of the Year.
When you start with player comps, you start positionally, right? You start with other, like, you know, modern era pure point guard Rookie of the Year players, right? And so Damian Lillard, consistent all-star, all-NBA, you know, made it to a conference finals, didn't get beyond that. Derrick Rose, before the injury, won MVP, all-star, all-NBA, I think, got to a conference finals with Chicago, but certainly didn't get beyond that. You know, Chris Paul, consistent all-star, all-NBA. I don't think he's made it to a conference finals, but, you know, consistently in the playoffs, consistently competitive in the playoffs. I mean, those are kind of the, you know, as a small point guard who's the number one guy on a team, if you get beyond that, that would sort of be breaking recent precedent in a way.
It's more, and it's clearly, like, if you could be Chris Paul, you are one hell of a basketball player, right? Like, and you've made the comp that's what he's most like. Obviously not.
I sort of, when I wrote that piece earlier in the season, when I worked with sort of Elliot and Brevin a little bit, but I sort of made the, you know, sort of a Chris Paul with Derrick Rose athleticism, sort of a hybrid of those, the mentality and the pure point guard play of Chris Paul with the sort of attack the rim athleticism of Derrick Rose. And I sort of made the point that I don't know if we've had a point guard who quite combines both of those things, which is sort of what's so tantalizing about him.
But what you're – so if he can achieve more than those did, it's purely – it's largely a function of what's around him, right?
Yes.
That's it. Like, Dame Lillard, awesome, gets you so far. Derrick Rose, awesome, gets you so far. Chris Paul, awesome, gets you so far. And by the way, they haven't been surrounded by schlumps. Like, Chris Paul has had, you know, had some very good teams around him, in certainly with the Clippers, and, you know, wasn't able to get further than that. Derrick Rose, you know, so, yeah, you would not predict. To do more than they did, you'd have to go to multiple conference finals or get to an NBA finals. And you wouldn't predict that, even if you would hope it, for Ja Morant.
Yeah, there's 30 teams in the NBA. And so, like, only four teams are getting to a conference finals. Only two teams are getting to a finals. So, yeah. No, I mean, to me, Ja is not in the LeBron category.
Right.
The LeBron category is, if you have that player, your realistic goal is winning a title.
Right.
To me, short of that, your realistic goal is being a perennial playoff team that has a chance to break through if you put the right pieces together and the, you know, you get the right breaks, right? And so that's what you want. You want 10 years of being a competitive playoff team, and like you hope, like you, you know, in via 10 years of sort of stirring the pot, you get it just right at some point.
Here's a couple more, and obviously one positionally is kind of a fit, one's not at all, but I'm just curious. Where do they fit in the pantheon? Blake Griffin and Ben Simmons. Like, would you – they both feel vaguely disappointing for some reason, although why? I mean, right now the state
of – Ben Simmons is still like 22, 23
yeah,
years old. So
exactly.
Who knows what the future holds there. I mean, Ben Simmons is a big-time talent who is not – like, you know what John Morant is. Everyone knew what Blake Griffin was. People still don't quite know what Ben Simmons is, and that's part of the problem, that and the injuries. And the chaos, organizational chaos, there's sort of lots of stuff there. Blake Griffin he's still playing, but, I mean, right. I would say he had a great career. I think we can use some right. level of past tense and evaluation at this point. He had a great career. He was a big-time star. He was an exciting player. He was on winning teams for most of his career. And so he had a great career. He was not – I don't think he was – I think Chris Paul was the best player on those Clippers teams. And so – you know, Blake Griffin was never really the leader of a good team. And I think John Morant can be, will be, almost already is, close to is, the leading man on a good team.
Well, and that brings us to the Grizzlies' other rookie of the year, Powell, who, listen, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. To say you're going to be better than Powell is no easy feat. But you can be different, and why? Like he, one's a leading man, and one is not. And I don't
on the Mike Fratello team, the third year they made the playoffs, Pau Gasol was the leading scorer, the leading rebounder, the leading shot blocker, and the primary playmaker on a playoff team.
Right. He was one hell of a player.
Didn't have any help.
Right. Yeah, he had very little help. He elevated three. Yeah, he got that team to three straight playoffs with not a whole lot of help. I mean, just a superb Hall of Fame player, and yet was also very clearly sort of not wired to be the leading man by personality, maybe just by personality.
Like, well, and it's hard at that position to be the guy on a real finals level team. I mean, you have to be a level above Powell, talent wise, to be the guy as a big man
right.
In terms of winning a title, because the ball. Because when you're that player, someone's got to get you the ball. It's sort of hard. You can't control things the way, you know, the Kobe Bryant can control things, or LeBron can control things, and John Morant can control things.
Well, a lot of fun. Obviously, we knew it was happening, and sooner or later, we'll know who the scofflaw was, who deprived him of unanimity. In other basketball news, you think it was the basketball gods weighing in Toronto and Boston last night. Obviously, the bucket with 0.5 left. Well, at the, you know, bucket, they got 0.5 left to make that series 2-1.
Yeah, we need Celtics Raptors to be a 6 or 7 game series. Like, you know, you don't want every game necessarily to be a 6 or 7 game series, because that gets exhausting every series, and so. It's fine where some you look
well,
at.
We got Clippers Denver. Yeah, we got Clippers Denver. That can be that one, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Like, let's just dispatch with that and move on. But that's not what I would. It would have been. Partly because I'm rooting for the Raptors, but just in general, it would have been disappointing for a Celtics Raptors series. And it still could be a 5-game series, but that would have been a disappointing outcome. I think those teams are too closely matched, and we've seen each of the last two games go down to the final minute. And so I think that is the level of competitiveness you should see in that series. Now, it's possible for a team to get swept and every game go down to the final minute, right? You know, the Grizzlies lost to the Thunder in 5 games, I think, in a series where, like, every game went to overtime just about, unless I'm misremembering that, which I could be. But the general point holds. Like, you know, competitiveness and length of series is not necessarily the same thing, but I think that's a series that I would hope, you know, that there are more twists and turns yet to come, that it's not just the Raptors hit this lucky shot to get them a win and then the Celtics will dispatch them in the next two games. I would hope that's not the case.
Any thoughts on Steve Nash to the Nets or Ty Lue possibly to the Sixers as head coach?
I think Ty Lue to the Sixers is probably a good hire. I mean, Ty Lue has been around the block. He's proven some stuff as a coach, and I think he's someone who would go in and have the respect of the players and et cetera, et cetera. That still might be a team that needs to mix up, shake up their talent, but it seems like, you know, the easier thing to do is change your coach and see if that works. The Steve Nash thing is a big gamble. I mean, you're giving a 4-year contract to a guy who's never coached before, and you're putting him on a team where you're expecting to compete for a title. So that's just a huge roll of the dice, and it might work out great, and it might blow up, and who knows? In terms of the I think the questions about, you know, him getting that job, I think there's sort of different ways to look at that. On one level, there is a pattern of veteran point guards quickly stepping into head coaching roles without going through the normal steps. Like you know, Derek Fisher did that, and Jason Kidd did that, and that is fairly common actually for guys to get the benefit of the doubt when you're like a known quantity point guard. And so he fits a pattern in that way. I do think that, you know, the questions of, you know, he got that job in part because his relationship with Kevin Durant, and in part apparently because his relationship with Sean Marks. And so there is an element of, you know, front office management, you know, going with who they're comfortable with. But there's also an element of the star player dictating. Well, the Durant relationship came from the ownership in Golden State bringing Steve Nash in. And so if there's a systemic issue there, it may go to, you know, why is Golden State bring Steve Nash in relative to all kinds of other people they could have brought in. And so I do think the NBA, and I'm sort of going, you didn't ask this, but I think it's implied.
Yeah.
I think there are 5 black coaches and 30 NBA teams right now, which doesn't, you know, given the makeup of the league, like it seems certainly like a problem. So I do think there are some issues there, but I also think there is a pattern of point guards stepping right into jobs. Like that is not unusual.
All right. And then finally, I want to focus on your tweet from 14 hours ago. It says the following: blackened catfish with skillet corn and roast okra, trying to get on that Lang Whitaker weeknight cooking level. And there is a gorgeous photo with the blackened catfish in the pan and then plated, the blackened catfish, the skillet corn, and the roast okra. Rank those 3 things. Which was the best?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, they're all really good. The corn has bacon in it, and so generally when something has bacon in it, that goes to the top of the list. And so I'm actually probably going to go with the corn. Because, you know, you char it in the cast iron skillet, and that sort of brings out that sort of caramelization and that flavor. Then you got bacon, and you got cream, and so it's kind of hard to beat
that.
The
people real quick. Tell the people real quick. Go ahead. You're going to go what? What's the ranking? Corn, 1?
I'm going to go corn, then catfish, then okra. But I love okra.
Okay. On this, I had a couple more questions. You said baked okra? Is that what it is? Baked is one of your favorite things? Is that right? Roast okra.
Okra in general. I mean, fried okra is, but fried okra is a lot harder and messier to make at home. And so how do you roast okra?
How do you roast okra?
There are different ways. What I do, I mean, I slice it. I cut off the caps, you know, the tops. Although you can do it without that and you see the tops if you want. But I'll slice them lengthwise, toss in olive oil and some seasoning. In this case, I use a little bit of dried thyme, a little bit of garlic powder, some salt, pepper, a pinch of cayenne. So you toss in olive oil, you toss in some seasoning, you spread it out on a baking sheet. You don't want them on top of each other. You want it all spread out so they crisp up. And then I'll put it in the oven at 450 for about 20 to 30 minutes. And every 10 minutes or so, you take it out and shake it up and stir it around. And you want to eat it pretty soon after you take it out of the oven because it'll lose its crispness pretty fast.
Okay, and then tell the people how you made this skillet corn.
So there was a step in the recipe that I just forgot to do. So you cut the corn off the cob. I put the corn, no oil or anything. I just put the corn in a hot cast iron pan, cook it for a few minutes, char it up a little bit, add some chopped bacon, cook that for a few more minutes.
The bacon's raw at the time you add it?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So you're cooking the corn and bacon together.
Okay, uh-huh.
And then in a separate pot, I'm browning some onion and butter. And then you add the corn and bacon to the onion, add some cream, and that's when that's it. Then you're just letting it cook for a little bit, and then add some salt and pepper. Now, what I was supposed to do, I forgot to do, is after you cut the corn off the cob, you're supposed to scrape the cobs and get sort of that corn smut out, which creates sort of a pulp. You set that aside, and you add that back in with the cream. That's what I didn't do, but it's good regardless.
You don't put it in originally. You add it later. This is scraping the, and it's called corn smut.
I think that's the right term, I think.
And you add it when you add the cream at the end.
Yeah.
All right, well, that actually sounds,
you don't have to do that.
Sounds simple enough that I might be able to do that. So, and others can as well. We've got 3 days to cook over the weekend. It does feel like the health department's a little concerned about how we're going to behave this weekend. They've already said they're going to wait for 2 weeks after the weekend before they reevaluate any of where we stand on any of our guidances and regulations. Doesn't it feel like you, like, they at least view this as a moment of peril, this 3-day weekend?
Yeah, it's kind of weekend where people do the big cookouts and the big things. I mean, we're gonna get together with my dad and stepmom and brothers, but we're not planning on like interacting with human beings other than that for the most part. You know, we're doing yard work and doing a small get together, but it's kind of thing where you drive by parks and you'll see, you know, 75 people together, kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. Thanks, Chris. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
When we come back, we'll come back with Fish on Friday. It is time for Fish on Friday, and we're gonna have to. I don't know whether to go short with Fish because I got a lot of sports I still got to get to. We got football this weekend. By the way, I thought about this. Are we going to do Jeff's – are you going to make people money even though it's an abbreviated – not today. We didn't plan for it.
Right.
But, like, we've got football now. Shouldn't we – people need money.
I know. The problem is this football season, because we don't talk about injuries here on the Jeff Calkins Show, just like
it's
everyone
hard to
else.
Predict. You don't do it. You're not going to bet until game day.
Yes.
We'll take a break, come back, Fish on Fridays, when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When life gives you lemons, 92.9 gives you sports, sports, sports. It's Labor Day weekend with Memphis and the Mid-South's number one sports place, 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting on the Radio.com app. Download Radio.com free in the App Store and hit the heart on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, it's been a crazy year, but some things are still awesome, like sports. Online at 92.9ESPN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Toll with RexMD.com. If you've ever considered trying ED medication, right now you can, and there's no need to visit your doctor's office. You can go online at RexMD.com and get real prescription ED medication delivered direct to you without leaving your home. The process is simple. Here's how it works. Just fill out a brief survey at RexMD.com. Then we'll provide your own private online doctor to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free, there's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered direct to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. Imagine how surprised your partner will be. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's R-E-X-M-D.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
It's Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Hurry in and save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 or more. And save up to 50% on select mattresses from our top-rated brands like Sealy and more. Shop in-store, online, or by phone today. Don't wait. Only at Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some products only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
For muscle pain,
body aches, to strains. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
You know, Cooper Systems will come to your home. If you have home networking needs, troubleshooting, and we're all working from home now, Cooper System technical consultants will come to your home or place of work to either help you create a effective workplace or resolve any networking issues you have. Also, if you have a computer that is it's not working for whatever reason, don't try to fix it yourself, and B, don't throw it away until you see if Cooper Systems can fix it for you. Phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. It is Cooper Systems, of course, the place where you can get name brands like Apple, Dell, HP, et cetera, for about half the cost of big box stores. Printers, get printers too. Don't forget printers. We all need printers. It is 360-9679, Cooper Systems. Joined now by Charles Fishman. He is our man in Washington, D.C. It is Fish on Fridays. His book, One Giant Leap, is his latest book. It is about the everyday men and women who got us to the moon. And Charles comes to us today with a commuting update. You have important breaking commuting news, Charles. Is that right?
Well, I think calling it breaking news is probably
it's radio. It's radio, Charles. It's radio. Just go with
all
it.
All news on radio is breaking
news. All
news
on breaking is exactly right. Yes. I mean, it's not like breaking,
the problem
like my dog
is that
getting
people,
stuck. Go ahead.
People who used to listen to this show commuting, they've had to change their habit. You know, it's one of these small pieces of the pandemic that's good news. I know you like me to focus on the good news. About 130, 140 million Americans commuted to their work. Before the pandemic, believe it or not, only 10% of Americans even had permission to work at home. Now, depends on whose numbers you believe, somewhere between 30% and 40% of Americans are working at home. But
I'm surprised it's not bigger than that, by the way. Why only 30 to 40% of Americans are working at home? Obviously, grocery store people aren't working at home. So I'm actually surprised it's not bigger than that. You?
Yeah, I think if you do the numbers, let's say 40%, let's say another 30% of the economy is actually at work if everybody else isn't working. And there are people people who maintain houses, house painters,
right.
Air conditioning contractors.
Yeah, I guess lots of people can.
Right. Those
yeah.
people don't work at home, and they don't work in an office either. But that turned out to be a huge savings, right? The average commute time in America before the pandemic was 54 minutes a day. That's, 27 minutes in each direction. So you save the time. If you're commuting for 27 minutes, you're probably using, depending on your car, you're probably using a gallon of gas every day or two going back and forth. Some people pay for parking. If we just look at my own household, my wife commutes almost exactly 27 minutes each way. She'll go 3 and 4 days in a row without even getting in the car now. So the car's just sitting there. We pay $200 a month for her to park downtown. We did. We were able to terminate that, thank goodness. But she was paying $10 a day just to park in Washington, D.C. 700,000 people ride the metro every day, or did before the pandemic. Each one of those rides costs about $250. You figure people are coming and going. They're not just going to work and staying there. $5 round trip.
All right, so what are the big numbers?
The big numbers are according to this study just out this week, we're saving $183 million a day in cash, $21 billion a year. That's from gas, parking, tolls. They estimate that they only value our time at $12 an hour, and there we're saving $400 million a day. So the time that we save is worth at least double what the actual money. The average commute time in Memphis, by the way, I looked it up, is 48 minutes. So this is one of those reasons why, on the one hand, if you're out of work, you're in very bad shape, although we've put in place some safety nets. But for people who are still working, this is why the U.S. savings rate peaked in May and June in the whole history of the country, because there are all kinds of things that people used to have to spend money on, not just, you know, parking and gas, but the dry cleaner, lunch, going to Starbucks, that they just don't spend money on at all anymore. And commuting is one of them.
I wondered,
that's kind of interesting.
I wonder if the people who do commute, it would stand to reason their commutes are also faster. Wouldn't it stand to reason? Their commutes are not to stand to reason.
They are absolutely faster, and that improves their life. You know, that also means they could probably get cheaper. The price of gas has plummeted, so the commute itself is cheaper. They may be able to find cheaper parking and things like that too, because the options are, you know, just as an example, in the center city in D.C., center city Miami, center city New York, parking used to be a battle. Now it's not a battle anymore. They want your business if they can get it. So that's kind of a little bit of good news.
Okay, more good news, or maybe not, or whatever, depending on how you feel about it. I want to know the ins and outs of it. Some people are going to discover, I don't know when this kicks in or if it already has, that they're going to get their paychecks will be larger. Is this true?
If you have a job, there is very interesting news this week. Starting Monday, the Trump administration put in place something they called a payroll tax holiday. By executive order, just by writing down some sentences on a piece of paper and signing it, Donald Trump waived you paying your payroll tax, your Social Security tax, the Social Security tax that you pay out of every paycheck from now to the end of the year. That's 6.2% of your pay. So only applies to people who make $100,000 a year or less. But the goal, according to the Trump administration, was to soften the blow from cutting out the $600 a week in support, although that, of course, was for people who are unemployed. If you have a job and you're struggling, your paycheck, if you make $1,000 a week, your paycheck will go up by $60 a week. Here's the problem.
Okay.
It's not a holiday. It's a kind of a waiver.
We have a tax holiday. We have a tax year holiday where we have a tax holiday, sales tax holiday. You go that weekend, you buy jeans or school supplies or whatever, and you don't have to pay the sales tax. Is it that kind of a holiday?
That is a real holiday.
That's a holiday.
That is a real holiday.
What's this holiday?
Lots of places have that. No, this is not a holiday. That's what they're calling it, but it's not a holiday. It's a postponement. You don't have to pay the $60 this week, but you still owe it to the federal government. And so it's due January 1. They have adjusted things so that what they're asking the employers to take care of this. They're asking them to give you the $60 in your paycheck from now to the end of the year. If you make about $1,000 a week, that's the median income in the U.S., you would receive $1,000 extra total from now to the end of the year. Then come January 1st, they put your paycheck back down to the lower level where it was, you know, last Friday. And then they lower it some more because they take 6% extra out. So your paycheck will go down by 12% January 1 if you participate in this. The whole scheme is a little crazy.
What do you mean if you participate? Do you have to choose to participate, or does everybody?
Well, it's voluntary at the employer level. And a lot of companies have said, we're not going to do this to our employees. But also the federal government said, if an employee leaves their job between now and the end of the year and you don't get to get the money back, the employer owes. They're going to hit the employer to make up the difference. So employers have said, this just isn't worth it. It's too complicated.
Now,
some employers are doing it, but allowing their individual staff members to say, yes, I want the extra money temporarily, then you could take it back in January, or no, I don't want to. The federal government is a huge employer. I think they are the second largest employer in the country after Walmart. And the federal government is forcing its employees to take the extra money and then take it back. Here's the interesting thing. When Donald Trump went and signed the executive order, you know, with great fanfare at the beginning of August, he said, if you elect me president again on November 3rd, I'll see that you don't have to pay the money back. I'll make it a holiday, which is bribing people for a little bit of explicit bribery there, yeah. I think. But the other thing is, of course, he can't do it. Only Congress can change the tax rates. He is using emergency authority in the pandemic to waive it temporarily, but you owe it. So if you're listening and you're okay without the extra roughly $60 a week, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because the pain will be significant come January. And it hardly seems worth it. And, of course, a payroll tax waiver doesn't help people who don't have a job. So that's kind of too bad.
What's the pandemic news before I let you go? What do we have in the pandemic? And I don't know if you saw that
Pac-12
thing.
Well, we have interesting pandemic news.
Yeah,
uh-huh. The most interesting pandemic news is what is the story you told me, which is that the Pac-12 is for their university athletic departments, we're really digging in here and trying to solve the problem. The university athletic departments at the Pac-12 schools, that includes Stanford, Arizona, Washington, a bunch of California schools, they are buying quick test machines that give coronavirus test results in 15 minutes from a company called Quidel. And they'll be delivered in September, and they plan to do daily testing, not of their students, not of the deans, not of the professors, daily testing of the football and basketball players, so we can get back to college athletics. These machines are pretty sophisticated, pretty expensive. They can do 40 tests an hour. So contrast that technology with people who stand in line for 2 hours in their car.
Well, here's my swabbed. Question. Why can't we? I know you're sort of snarky about the fact that they're doing it for football players as opposed to professors, and I get that, but why can't you do it for professors? If we
that's
own this technology,
point.
Why can't we right. do it for everybody? Why do we have this issue in America where we, you know, where we are waiting 2 hours for tests? Is it because it's simply too expensive to do it for everybody,
no,
and so we prioritize football?
We don't have a national strategy and a national commitment to do it.
Yeah, but why doesn't forget that? Why doesn't Stanford just? I mean, you don't need a national standard if you're Stanford to buy it for your professors. Yeah.
Right. No, some places have done it. The University of Arizona, which is, you know, I've paid a lot of attention to. This is exactly the kind of machine. I don't know if it comes from this company, but this is exactly the kind of machine they have. If you're a student, professor, staff member at the University of Arizona, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, you sign up for an appointment online just so they know when you're coming. They're doing more than 1,000 tests a day of their own community. You walk in. It's not the deep swab. It's just the inside of your nose. Results to your phone within 1 hour. So there are the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, that you are required. Now, they're having a disastrous outbreak, but you're required to do 2 tests a week. So some places are taking it seriously. Some places are. We could be. I want to say one thing before we go.
Uh-huh.
Space-related news.
Yes, of course.
There is a big new series that debuted today on Netflix about going to Mars called Away. It stars Hilary Swank and Josh Charles. So that's kind of cool. We haven't had a kind of a realistic look at what it might take to go to Mars. Mars is going to turn out to be really hard to get to. It's not just sort of let's go to the next place. I am really looking forward to digging in. To be honest, it's not getting the greatest reviews, but Hilary Swank and Josh Charles, those are pretty serious. Those are pretty serious folks. Good track record there. So I am looking forward to seeing to sort of flying to Mars this weekend on Netflix.
Charles, thanks very much. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you again next Friday.
All right.
Appreciate it. That is Charles Fishman on Twitter at CFishman, I believe. His book is One Giant Leap. I had to let him go because we got to come back. I know it's the one story you've been waiting for, but we have to talk about, like, the Kentucky Derbies this weekend. You got a football game you're doing this weekend. There's some Memphis football players in the news. There's the New England Patriots are in the news. There's, like, I forget one story. We got the half dozen stories you've been waiting for coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When life gives you lemons, 92.9 gives you sports, sports, sports. It's Labor Day weekend with Memphis and the Mid-South's number one sports place, 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting on the Radio.com app. Download Radio.com free in the App Store and hit the heart on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, it's been a crazy year, but some things are still awesome, like sports. Online at 92.9ESPN.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm Rich Kleiman, the co-founder of 35 Ventures. This week on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast, I'm joined by legendary marketing icon Steve Stout, as well as my business partner Kevin Durant, who share their thoughts on the responsibility that athletes have to use their platforms to affect change.
I think a lot of players are invested in these communities that they play in, that they grew up in. To speak about it is definitely good to raise awareness, but at this point, I'm ready to see more action. I think we got more allies now than anything, and I think that's the great part about it is everybody's consciousness has been raised since the quarantine, but on top of that, more people are starting to listen to each other about these social issues. But for players, I think we can make more change. But I think a lot of athletes and entertainers have definitely been giving back, especially with these foundations that they've been putting together.
You can listen for free to this episode and more on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day.
All right, let's get to the one story, the six stories you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough.
It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
Well, and Adrian Peterson was released, and you're thinking, well, okay, that's like a great player released, and I guess that's newsworthy by the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. But there is a Memphis subtext, and yes, it is one of the reasons that he is said to have been released is that Antonio Gibson has been having a big camp. Indeed, subsequent to being released, Adrian Peterson just talked to the media, and this is what he said about Antonio Gibson. He'll make it an easy transition to the NFL because he's a big guy. I know he took 95% of his snaps at the wide receiver position in college, but he's going to be able to run between the tackles. I love what I see from him. Yet another Memphis football player going to the NFL and seeming like he is going to make an impact. It is one of the things, by the way, like I know when people recruit, Coach always says, we got the guys we want, right?
Yeah.
And recruiting rankings matter. They really do. But what also matters is the ability to identify talent.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the things with Hugh Freeze that you said he went ranking. He wasn't great at identifying talent.
Correct.
One of the Memphis staff has been really good at identifying dynamic talent. Now, Kenny Gainwell wasn't hard to identify. Everyone knew he was going to be really good. He had some eligibility challenges.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson, like, you just keep finding these dudes.
Yes.
You know, they, like, and Darrell Henderson, like, one after another, after another, after another. Tony Pollard. And it's, Tony Pollard was a Fuente recruit.
Yep.
And so it's multiple staffs. Because here's the truth. In Memphis, Tennessee, the best football players still aren't going to Memphis. As good as Memphis has been,
yeah,
winning at a much higher level lately than Ole Miss, winning at a higher level lately than Tennessee, winning at a higher level lately than Arkansas, still loses to those teams in recruiting.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have to be able to do that. And it'll be interesting to see. I think Silverfield's a great recruiter, but it's been damn impressive. And to see Antonio Gibson, there's some question as to whether he will be the bell cow,
sure,
in Washington or not, and I've seen some pushback to that idea. But fun to see that. Another Memphis story, Stephen Gostkowski.
He's back.
Signed by the Tennessee Titans. He only played 4 games last year, I believe.
He was hurt.
He was hurt. He then had hip surgery.
Yeah.
He missed a bunch of extra points. He was good on field goals before. But he was hurt. He had hip surgery. Patriots move on. And obviously, Titans have had kicking issues,
yes,
and for which I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Bills game?
Yep.
Was that just last year? Was that 2 years ago?
I think it was last year.
I don't know. Anyway, so Gostkowski there with the Titans. So that's a fun story. Also in the NFL, shockingly, despite all the drama and all the back and forth, all the mystery, Cam Newton has been named as the starting quarterback in New England. That was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen. What happened in the quote-unquote preseason or whatever that was. This idea that they were going to
platoon. The only question that ever mattered was, is Cam healthy? Because if the answer to that question was yes, he was your quarterback. You are not bringing Cam Newton in to work on his handwriting on the clipboard.
And now the question is, will he stay healthy?
Exactly.
Right? So there you go.
He's named team captain too, Jeff. I don't know if you saw this. He's the first one in, last one out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kentucky Derby will be run this weekend. No fans. Unclear if they are going to play my old Kentucky home. I guess my old Kentucky home has some offensive lyrics. I haven't followed this controversy. Anyway, there's evidently some lyrics that are offensive in.
I just assume now anything that was like written 130 years ago, like it was probably just wildly offensive.
I'll see if I can identify the lyrics you talk about tonight we have your return to the broadcast booth as MUS
or scissors travels.
MUS travels to Christian Brothers.
Big road game.
Big road game.
Mm-hmm.
To take on.
Unclear, it is unclear if we're going to take the back streets. You know, sometimes there's a little cut through you can get through to get to CBHS. We're just going to go straight 240 and then get off the exit.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This will be the season opener for the MUS Owls.
Indeed,
is that not
it will
right?
be.
Whereas the Brothers.
They've played two games
have
already.
Already played two games. Is that a significant advantage for the Brothers over the Owls?
Well, I mean, Jeff, they always say the biggest improvements that you make are, you know, after week one. So, I mean, again, I don't even know if we should even count this game. I mean, this seems like, you know.
Oh, my God, you're already building in excuses?
I'm just saying. I mean,
you think you're going to get this to suggest you think the Owls are going to get their ass kicked?
You know, I can safely say I have no idea on this one. This has been a series traditionally where you go in. Last year, I would have thought, if you would have watched warm-ups between Christian Brothers and MUS last year, you would have thought Christian Brothers was about to just absolutely lay a smackdown on him, and it was the complete reversal. It's high school football, baby.
You're happy to be, you're going to be where? You're going to be like on a truck?
I think I'm going to be on a lift, yes. You know, I've got kind of mixed feelings. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate thing to do. With that being said, I love football. I enjoy high school football, and I enjoy
well, that's
the games
that you care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how I feel about, obviously, I'm not an alumnus of the of the University of Memphis. And honestly, I feel pretty good about it because they're only allowing 4,500 in.
Sure.
So I don't even have, I don't really have qualms.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think college is different than high school.
No, but even that from a health perspective, I don't have qualms
sure.
because.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's a. Whereas I would have qualms at Tennessee, where they're allowing 25,000 people in the stadium. Do we know that for sure, by the way? Have they formally said that?
No.
I would have qualms.
And by the way, we've seen a lot of programs that said they were going to have 25,000 only to find out. Week one, no fans.
So Jarvis texts me, and this is true, by the way, that the original lyrics could not be possibly more offensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
It said, "The sun sighs bright in the old Kentucky home, 'tis summer. The darkies are gay."
Okay.
So it, like, could not be more racist than that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, totally 100% racist, can't possibly sing it, right?
Yeah.
The thing is that, and again, I'm just, the revised lyrics mm-hmm. in 1968 were, "The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home, 'tis summer and the people are gay. And people are gay. The corn tops right and the meadows in the bloom while the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy, all and bright." Maybe that's like a racist reference to...
I guess because it's a callback to...
Maybe it's just celebrating, or maybe it's the fact that it once had the word...
Correct.
Darkies
I would imagine
in it.
The problem is the original... Like
well, I mean, the original could not possibly be more offensive. The idea that we were... Here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. The idea that everyone says, why are we still talking about race? It's been since the Civil War was over. Until 1968, they were singing this crap. Proudly.
Heritage.
In my lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. So, anyway, have we missed out on anything other stories? We didn't get to, of course, the Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
Being taken off the Taco Bell menu. Gary covered that on his show.
It feels like another move that Taco Bell does this where they take away something that is popular just to bring it back.
This is for environmental reasons because of the box.
Uh-huh, I'm sure.
What's coming up next on 92.9 FM ESPN?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined by Aki Collins. They will have Dan Orlovsky. He will be on the Memphis call for ESPN. They will be joined by him later on in the program. Jason Munn's going to join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff will join GP at 5 o'clock, Wolken at 4:25.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, please. Be sensible. Let's continue to make progress. And we will be back next week. But for now, our work is done.
The Mid-South's number one for sports.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
The best thing about planning a trip to St. Louis during baseball season is not having to think about what to pack. Just stuff your suitcase full of Cardinals gear and join us in the Gateway City. This is Todd Thomas, a.k.a. That One Guy, inviting you to home base at a hotel and explore great restaurants, beautiful parks, and a baseball atmosphere that can't be confined to a stadium. Baseball is back. Let's re-explore St. Louis responsibly. Wear masks, stay 6 feet apart, and wash your hands. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Kelly Erb and I love selling homes. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and we are both with Mark's Benstorff Realtors. We sell homes from the river to Germantown and everywhere in between.
And Sheldon, don't forget, we sell in all different price range, all the way up and over $1 million in River Oaks. But we also love selling homes and condos to first-time homebuyers in Midtown, High Point, and the University of Memphis area.
And people aren't aware how much they need our experience and expertise when they're selling their homes. This involves preparation, presentation, and proper pricing combined with our high...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.